Festival. Up next is your news in detail. Do stay tuned.
Power FM. We are Lusaka's number one. 91.3 FM.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Civil society organizations, CSOs, differ over the proposed constitutional amendment with contrasting views on its implications and processes. RDA announces major progress on Lusaka and Dola dual carriageway, plans to open congested section within 7 days. In international news, families of missing children in Nigeria frustrated over frequent school abduction. And in sports news, Zambia series Lily set for FEI Jumping World Challenge final.
And now, Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. I'm Shekina Sakala. The ongoing debate surrounding the constitutional amendment has intensified as civil society organizations, CSOs, take opposing stances on the issue. A consortium of CSOs focused on good governance has expressed strong support for the amendment process, labeling it as inclusive and transparent. Consortium Chairperson Solomon Ngoma yesterday announced his intention to join the legal case initiated by the Law Association of Zambia, LAS, which is part of opposing the Oasis Forum. LAS has petitioned the Constitutional Court to halt the amendment process. In the meantime, the Oasis Forum has refuted claims circulating on social media that it has engaged with State House for potential dialogue scheduled for Wednesday. Forum Board Chairperson Beauty Katebe characterized these reports as propaganda and assured the public that updates would be provided following discussions with the state. Despite the call for dialogue, the Oasis Forum remains committed to its planned protests on November 28th, emphasizing that these demonstrations will proceed as scheduled, regardless of the ongoing discussions regarding the constitutional amendment. The Road Development Agency, RDA, Board Chairperson Engineer Eugene Hazele has said that the Lusaka and Dola dual carriageway project has reached close to 60% completion, marking a significant milestone in one of the country's largest public-private partnership, PPP, infrastructure projects. Speaking during a press briefing in Lusaka yesterday, Engineer Hazele revealed that the 236.15 kilometers of asphalt surfacing has so far been laid on the main Lusaka and Dola Road out of the total targeted length of 617.53 kilometers, adding that the 45-kilometer Luansha, Fisenge and Masangano section is already under operation and maintenance. He acknowledged persistent public concerns regarding the congestion on the carriageway, especially around 10 miles area, a problem that has caused delays and frustration for road users in recent months. Engineer Hazele said the RDA has been in constant communication with the public over the matter, noting that despite the agency's round-the-clock efforts, some delays have been caused by factors beyond its control. However, he announced that relief is in sight, with the agency planning to open the congested section within the next 7 days, provided that there is at least 3 to 4 days of favorable weather.
I need to mention here, I think the RDA has constantly been in touch with the public over certain challenges, especially the congestion at the moment. It's been a massive problem, and our team, they have been working around the clock to try and ease that congestion. But obviously, there are some challenges that are beyond their control that have created this in the process. But on a good note, we wish to inform you, our colleagues, that we are planning to open that road in the next 7 days.
Meanwhile, a call has been made for increased citizen sensitization on economic opportunities available along major transport corridors. Engineer Hazele highlighted potential business ventures such as arresting stations, service points for truckers, lodges and other facilities that can support increased traffic flow and stimulate local economies. He urged citizens to take advantage of these prospects and share the information widely, stressing that Zambia's economic growth depends on collective action and proactive engagement.
Maybe if we make efforts to sensitize the citizens on these opportunities, our citizens will do that. If we are doing the road from Lusaka to Dola, how about sending stations? citizens that think about doing the one to put up a filling station, purchase for trucks, resting areas for trucks, lodges, basically the roads that trucks development. All those bring business into the environment. We need to take time to sensitize our citizens on the opportunities that these PPP projects present to us. Otherwise, if we don't do it in business, there is no money.
Livingston Constituency Member of Parliament Rodney Sikumba has urged beneficiaries of the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, to remain accountable and use their loans and grants strictly for approved projects, describing the support as a major boost to grassroots development. Speaking during the handover grants and loans in Livingston, Mr. Sikumba said this is the highest number given in 4 years, reaching about 1,200 people and nearly 5,000 households. Mr. Sikumba was also Arts and Tourism Minister, said the funds are meant to help small businesses grow and urged loan beneficiaries to work closely with the partner bank for proper financial guidance. He added that so far Livingston constituency has received 15 million kwacha in grants and loans as a way of empowering citizens.
121 cooperatives times 10, you're talking about 1,200 individuals. Times 5, you're talking about close to 5,000 households being touched because of this undertaking we're doing today. So it is very, very important that we work together, and we work together as a team. And I believe that all these monies that are coming to you as grants will be used for businesses. Those of you who are getting loans for your respective businesses, please ensure that you work with our bank here.
Speaking at the same event, Livingston CDF Chairperson Mwenduwili Maumbi also encouraged recipients to use the funds responsibly, stressing that money intended for development should never be diverted or mismanaged.
The 121 grants, that is money that is not going to be repaid. Agreed? It's the money that you will get and you will keep. But it's not a shopping voucher. As the mayor says, this is not time to buy Fanta or Coca-Cola for Christmas. That's an investment into the ideas that you put forward, and that the funding that you receive is indeed going to help in meeting the vision of poverty reduction and hopefully job creation. A total of 245 businesses applied for loans under CDF for 2025. So out of the 245, 92 were identified to be viable, also showed signs of profitability. CDF comes with its own funding, right? So of the 92, we would have loved that all the 92 go through, but to meet the budget, only 59 have been funded under CDF for loans.
And Livingston Mayor Constance Moliabai stated that 121 cooperatives received grants amounting to 2.4 million kwacha, while 59 groups are also awarded loans totaling 5.4 million kwacha.
This shows the level of commitment and pressure that the government has in wanting to eliminate poverty among the Zambians. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now a known fact that the CDF program is a crucial tool in our efforts to decentralize development and bring the programs to the people by providing financial assistance to the small businesses and cooperatives. We are enabling our communities. This initiative is a clear indication that we believe in the potential of our people to transform their lives and contribute positively to the economic growth of Livingston. And I have no doubt that we should use this support to grow your businesses, create jobs, and uplift your community.
In international news, families of abducted students in Nigeria are trapped between hope and disappointment. 50 of more than 300 school children abducted from the Catholic St. Mary's School in Nigeria's Niger State have escaped captivity and have been reunited with their families, according to the school authority. The children escaped individually between Friday and Saturday. Search and rescue operations are ongoing to save the remaining students as their parents struggle with hopelessness and frustration. Still within international news, Sudan's army chief rejected a ceasefire proposal provided by U.S.-led mediators as the worst yet in a blow to efforts to stop a devastating war that has gripped the country.